Let's turn to page 4 and look at the process of submodality belief change. So the submodality belief change uses the same techniques and processes as you just used for the like-dislike mapping across. So you're going to do submodality elicitation, you're going to do contrastive analysis, and you're going to do mapping across submodalities to find the drivers. In this actual process, you're going to do mapping across twice. First, you're going to take the belief which you no longer want and map the submodalities of a belief that used to be true onto that belief. Then we're going to take a new belief that you want to have instead and map the submodalities of totally true onto that. So we remove the belief we no longer want, and then we install a new belief. So firstly, identify the belief that you want to get rid of, and then elicit the submodalities of that belief, recording them in column 1 on your submodality checklist. Then, do you have a belief which is no longer true? For example, the belief that you're 15 years old, or the belief that Santa Claus is real, or the belief that you go to school. Note that the belief that used to be true needs to be stated in the present tense. Because if you say, I used to be 15 years old, that's a belief that's currently true. I am 15 years old is a belief that used to be true. Find that belief and then elicit the submodalities of that belief, writing the submodalities down in column number 2. Then you can do contrastive analysis between column 1 and column 2 and find the differences. Once you've got the differences, we want to map the submodalities in column number 2 onto the belief in column number 1. So again, what you do is you bring back the internal representation of the belief that you want to get rid of and map the submodalities over. Again, noticing when you find the driver. Then we want to test the old belief. So now what do you think about that old belief? Your experience should be that it's something that you'd used to believe, but you no longer do. Now, step 7. Do you have a belief for which for you is absolutely true? Like, the sun's coming up tomorrow, it's good to breathe. Something like that, something that's totally undeniably true. When you think of that belief, do you have a picture? Elicit the submodalities of totally true. And write those down in column number 3. Now step 9, we want to identify the belief that we want to have instead of the old belief. So what do you want to believe instead? Make sure it's a positive belief. Remember, don't think of a blue tree. So it's a belief that's stated in the positive. Now, we don't need to elicit the submodalities of that belief because we're going to change them anyway. So what we do is we think of that belief that we'd like to have, get a picture for it, and map the submodalities in column number 3 onto that new belief. Once we've done that, step 11, we need to test. So now what do you believe? You should get the new belief. You can then ask, why do you believe that? And have the person realize they have good reasons for believing the new belief.